and welcome to X-Ray with Dr. Tom Pritchard. The doctor is back in the office this week. And Dr. Tom, I'm excited to be here with you.
Paul, I don't think you realize how excited I am to be here with you. I mean, every week X-Ray gets better and better. I'm having more fun every time we go out, especially these daily motion clips. They are beyond belief. And I can't believe it. That's what I said, it's beyond belief. So therefore, why would I believe it? But we've got a really exciting match this week. No doubt about it. And again, thank you to our nice internet provider.
Listen, after Shares family, I am having such an unbelievable time getting to know Dr. Tom. You have no idea.
You ain't got to know me that good yet. Just wait. Oh, it only gets better from here. This is where the bubbling brook starts to really rumble when I go down that waterfall. That's when we're dangerous. That's when we get some pretty deep ground.
Filtered coming soon to Ad Free. Nah,
not a chance. I'll sue everybody in sight.
This is going to be another fun week. We're coming off of Dusty Rhodes, Arn Anderson, classic Jim Crockett match. And now we're moving into moving forward in WCW. We're at Halloween Havoc 93, October 24th. And this one is a little different, Dr. Tom. We're going Cactus Jack Vader in a brutal Texas death match.
This is a match I doubt anybody could get away with these days, especially the way Vader and Cactus Jack brought it on. The blood, the guts, the violence is something that made wrestling fans. I really can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, so let's do it. AFS member Andrew Hermes requested this one, so we're going to just jump right into it. So for all those that want to watch along, the link's going to be provided here in the post. Dr. Tom, if you're ready, I'll do the countdown and we'll hit play together.
That sounds great.
All right, let's do it in 3, 2, 1, play. And Cactus is making his way down to ringside. And I'm telling you what, as you guys watch this one, Cactus, I feel like he was determined to die in this matchup.
If you looked in the cold, dark holes known as his eyes, you would see the determination Cactus had walking to the ring, not only knowing he's going to take a beating from Vader, but realizing that he has to go out and perform in front of the WCW fans to seal or at least begin a hardcore legacy that followed Cactus's whole life.
Absolutely. This is his first main event on pay-per-view, Dr. Tom.
Yeah, and a lot of people didn't give Mick Foley credit for doing the little things that made him famous in wrestling and made him not only Cactus Jack, and not only Dude Love, but Mankind. So there was a lot riding on this match for Cactus, especially to prove that not only was he a main event guy, but he could absorb punishment, dish it out, and give the wrestling fans of that day exactly what they wanted. And this is it. People would hand the guys foreign objects. I think that was a camera that Cactus used on Vader. But the fans back then could get up close and personal. These days, it's a lot more sterile. And to keep the fans at not only just an arm, not just an arm's length, but a chair's length too. And back then, when you got hit with a chair over the head, you better lay it in. And a guy like Cactus Jack certainly had to lay it in to make sure that everybody knew he was the real deal. And he was. Mick Foley certainly is the real deal.
By way, a little bit of background here. This feud started back in April of this year when Vader literally knocked out Cactus by giving him a power bomb on the floor. There were no mats back on WCW Saturday night taping. This led to a whole angle where Cactus would have amnesia. And now here we are in New Orleans with this Texas deathmatch stipulation. Harley races at ringside. Dr. Tom, why don't you fill in the audience a little bit on the whole Texas death match and how that stipulation worked?
Years and years ago, obviously, Texas was the toughest state in the union. You look at Vader now throwing those vicious punches to Cactus. He's living up to his reputation, too. But Dory Funk Sr. from West Texas was known as the king, of Texas Death Matches, and that pretty much set the stage for hardcore wrestling. No disqualification, no rules. The only way you could win a match was if you were counted out. So these guys are going to score a couple falls, but they really mean nothing in a Texas Death Match. This was the finale to most angles or feuds back then. This was supposed to be the toughest match you could get into. And if you beat your man in a Texas Death Match, beat your opponent in a Texas Death Match, that means you were forever known as the winner of the battles, winner of the war. And you're going to see that Cactus Jack and Vader are going to stop at nothing in this match and not only thrill the fans, but show them that they got their money's worth and then some. It's Halloween Havoc, and it's a perfect setup for both of these guys. Both these guys are monsters and do some incredible stuff during this match.
You mentioned Dory Funk Sr., the very first. I did a little research on this one, Dr. Tom. The very first Texas Death Match, Dory Funk Sr. battled Iron Mike DiBiase, Ted DiBiase's father, for 4.5 hours. It never saw a clear victor as the match had to be called because of the town's curfew. They went to a hospital after the match, and Mike DiBiase received a ton of stitches. Dory Funk received around 32 stitches after that first Texas Death Match.
Well, the setup for that match, the setup for things in Texas were certainly done a lot differently than they are today. I can actually. Now, if you watch Vader and Cactus both disappearing into a grave marked RIP Vader, and the drama for everybody in the arena will continue as they wait to see who's going to come out of the grave first. But there is a lot of folklore. There is a lot of mythology, if you will, going through with the Texas Death Matches. It was carried over into every other state, and they had the story. They had the background to tell all the fans who weren't familiar with what a Texas Death Match was. They would explain that it was the roughest guys in the state of Texas who wanted to come out and just fight. Brass knuckles rules, no rules, no disqualification. And the only way you could win is if you were the last man standing. So both now Cactus and Vader have been cut wide open. And back then, people enjoyed seeing a bloody, bloody match. And now with society and the culture as it is, they want to see a fall. Cactus won the fall, the first fall.
Yes.
People want to still see, I think, rugged, rough wrestling. And my issue is, or I see the only problem with that is there are no more Cactus Jacks or Vaders around to be able to pull it off. So at this time, during Halloween Havoc, both of these guys, Vader and Jack, we're gassed up, ready to go, and watch some of these shots from Cactus, because this is where he really starts to solidify the fact that he is about to become a legend in professional wrestling in just a few short years.
Yeah, you mentioned that Jack won the first fall. He did. Vader was able to get back up. But Cactus is using all the props here. Speaking of Cactus, he uses a stage cactus to whack with it. And now here's that flying elbow off the stage onto Vader. And he picks up a second fall for Cactus. And now the 10 count will begin again here.
You have to remember, there are no mats outside. And Mick Foley, at this time of his career, he'd been wrestling a little while. But he is doing these incredible elbows, these incredible moves, and absorbing the punishment all throughout his career. If anyone remembers the vicious chair shots he took with Rock, hands handcuffed behind his back, there is no protection. And if you notice the table at ringside, it's about to come into play very shortly. And these kind of things were what both Cactus and Vader enjoyed the most, doing things that not everybody wanted to do, not everybody could do. And both big boys, man, when you're 300 pounds, you hit that floor with an elbow, as Cactus did earlier, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it later on in life too. So you got two big men. And if you notice, the crowd is standing. Nobody wants to sit down. They want to see all the action. And two big men that could not only do the hardcore, but they could do some wrestling. They could do some very entertaining matches. But what this called for was the blood and guts. Take a look at that table too, Paul. That's a pretty heavy table. It's going to show you just how heavy in just a minute. Very sturdy. They don't make them like they used to either.
Yeah, I was going to say it doesn't look like one that's easily just ready to fall apart at all. Cactus, again, laying it in here pretty good. But I tell you what, when you look at Vader, I always thought when he would throw those lunchbox-sized fists around, and he's ragdolling Cactus Jack, my goodness. There, nothing looked fake or, you know, when they call it a working punch. Those look like he's really laying them in, man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I begged Vader to hit me with a real punch because his working punch are killing me. But look at Vader land on that table, and it didn't break. That I would venture to say that maybe they were hoping it would break, but yeah, it's when you got in the ring with either Vader or Mick, both knew how to lay it in, and they were solid. That's
you were in for a beating.
Yes, it was an old school saying. Johnny Valentine would repeat over and over. Says they may not believe in wrestling, but I'll damn sure make them believe in me. And this is what this match set out to do: is make people believe in Vader, make people believe in Cactus Jack. Watch this now. A sunset flip from the apron. Well, actually, they did have mats at WCW, just very thin judo mats. On the outside, it still hurts. I dare anybody to do it. Jump off the apron, drop an elbow from the apron on anybody on the outside, especially with these thin mats. They're not as thick and not as cushioning as people actually believe they are.
Cactus drops Vader over the top of the guardrail there. Every move that Cactus does, whether it's to inflict pain on his opponent, it ends up inflicting pain just on himself. I mean, he just somersaulted right directly onto his own back into the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no other way to explain it except to say both of these guys are taking a lot of punishment. And Vader would. He would just club you with those big fists. And Jack took it. Never complained. A lot of people didn't want to work with Vader for a few reasons. But I would venture to say it's not a very pleasant night at the office when you had to go in the ring against Vader, because it was going to come. And look at that chair shot. Yeah, it was the one with the cushioning on it. But oh my God. Here's Harley. Harley Race, Vader's manager at ringside, 8-time world NWA World Heavyweight Champion, has a stun gun, and he wanted everyone to see that it was live. It wasn't without batteries. It wasn't without power. And that's going to come into effect in just a few minutes here in this match.
Harley Race, no stranger to Texas death matches himself.
Yeah, he was actually brought up in his younger career around Amarillo and Dory Funk Sr. and the Funk family. Watch Vader, though. This is for a big man to stand up on that top rope and deliver a moonsault is pretty impressive. But Harley Race was put with Vader to help educate him even more on how to be that hardcore wrestler, and also learn how to maneuver whatever he needed to do outside the ring. And Harley was actually a great mentor and a fantastic manager to not just Vader, but quite a few guys in WCW at this time.
Vader gets the three on the moonsault, and but Cactus is going to get up here again, not have the 10 count happen. But you're right. Harley Race would go against Terry Funk in quite a few Texas death matches, and one of those lasted for 2 hours. Both men would go to the hospital, and Terry ended up with a cracked vertebrae in one of their Texas death matches. Again, not for the faint of heart.
And we didn't have a lot of outlets back years ago in the 60s, 70s, and just started in the 80s, didn't have cell phones, didn't have computers. So whatever happened in that area was pretty much restricted to that area. But folklore gets out. Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's nice the back.
Yes. Yeah.
And belly to back. Yeah, he's carrying Cactus down the rampway. For those of you that can't watch, Vader has Cactus on his back and drops completely all of his weight on the back of Mick Foley, or Cactus here on the rampway. Just incredible bump.
There's no way to cushion yourself. You just have to take it. I think it's been said before, what a chair shot that Mick, or Cactus Jack, Mick Foley, Mankind, was not only sadistic, but he was a little masochistic. And you have to have a certain soul. You have to have a certain attitude to want to go out and do that on a regular and consistent basis. Mick enjoyed it. He had a high threshold for pain. And a lot of us thought we had a high threshold for pain until Mick Foley came on the scene and just proved that he was above and beyond anybody during this time period as far as doing matches like this and just getting in the ring and having people excited, getting people excited. Now you see the EMTs come over and want to make sure he's okay, because some of these bumps, some of these moves these guys are doing, there's no telling. You can hurt yourself real easily. And both of these guys have already taken enough punishment to give up for some people. I mean, I don't know if that first chair shot, a lot of people be knocked out.
Yeah, Vader then went ahead and gave a DDT to Jack on the chair. EMTs come down to check on him. Vader clears him out, pins him for three. And Patrick just looking around like, what the hell is going on in this match? It's just so brutal. And now what's Harley doing?
He already has that stun gun that he teased earlier and let everybody see. But the psychology of this match, the psychology both guys have to have to understand the going back and forth, it has to make sense, and you have to tell a story. Again, the fans are on their feet. And they realize that both of these guys are passionate and aggressive about what they do. Harley with that stun gun, making sure everybody knows. And Cactus takes the stun gun to the leg. That's a legit stun gun to the leg. And I can only hear Cactus. I wasn't there, obviously, but I can hear Cactus going, just go ahead and hit me. Just with the stun gun. Yeah, make sure it's on. Just willing to do whatever he has to do. So it took a stun gun, and it took some blood from Vader, but Vader gets the win on Cactus Jack's first win in WCW.
What a violent match.
Yes, both guys went on to even bigger superstardom in WWE. And, And Harley willing to take a bump like that as well. That's another sign of a true pro and somebody who really loved this business, Harley Race. So while Cactus might have lost, he's still standing. And I think everybody in the building appreciates the effort. Cactus was an underground guy for a long, long time. And once he made it to mainstream, he earned the respect of not just the fans, but the guys in the back, because he was that kind of performer. He was that kind of wrestler. And anytime he stepped in the ring, he gave you his heart and soul and provided enough action for everybody to be satisfied.
Well, Dr. Tom Meltzer gave this one 4.75 with his star rankings. What's your official diagnosis as we exit the doctor's office this week?
I would give Vader versus Cactus Jack, Texas Deathmatch, Halloween Havoc a definite thumbs up and an excellent choice if you want to see some really good down-to-earth, hardcore, passionate wrestling. This is what professional wrestling used to be about, and where the fans are true wrestling fans getting into it and enjoying themselves. My diagnosis is watch it as much as you can and get your fill of Cactus Jack and Vader because there's no more left like them.
There you go. Well, shout out to Andrew Hermes, AFS member. Thank you for the suggestion. We appreciate it. Next week, we're coming back with more AA ad-free shows. One of our favorites, Arn Anderson. He's going to be challenging Barry Windham in an early's WCW match. And we're looking forward to that one, I know. Dr. Tom, once again, a reminder on how everyone can help continue to support you.
Well, go to the website. If you're looking to be a professional wrestler, looking to train, have fun, for 12 weeks here in Knoxville, Tennessee, the Great Smoky Mountains, go to jpwrestlingacademy.com. You can find our schedule. You can buy my curriculum, the book, suggestions for a pro, and ask questions, send emails. We'll take suggestions here at jpwrestlingacademy.com and jpwrestlingacademy@gmail.com. If you have a match you want to watch or would like to see us critique and talk about, send it to us as well.
Yeah, good stuff. We're seeing under the postings more matches suggested, so definitely keep an eye out. There will be more on the way. I was just talking to Dr. Tom. We saw a Paul Orndorff Hulk Hogan match was listed as well. We definitely are going to get to that down the road. So keep them coming. We're building a pipeline, and we want to cover it all. So we can't do this without all of you. We appreciate all the feedback. Dr. Tom, that's going to do it for us this week. Thank you again so much for all your help and working together on this great show.
Well, thank you, Paul, and I'm looking forward to having as much fun before the show as I did today as I do next week.
Oh, I can't wait to. It was such a good time. With that, that's going to wrap us up this week. We'll see you again next week on X-Ray with Dr. Tom.